From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. 4 years ago, Joe Hernandez was told he had cataracts and that his vision would get worse. It did. Eventually, he couldn't see anything out of one eye, just light and shadow. The vision in the other started to fail, too. A simple surgery would fix him, but he was uninsured and couldn't afford it. His wife called doctor after doctor for him, but everywhere she called, a surgery was just too expensive.
We don't have money, you know, because I only get paid every 2 weeks, you know, and everything I make just goes on bills. You know, so it was impossible.
The 58-year-old says one of the hardest things about losing his vision was not being able to read his Bible. Driving was the scariest. He had to keep driving, he says, to get to his job stocking shelves at a big box store in Fort Worth. His family couldn't afford the extra gas for his wife or son to drop him off and pick him up again. The future looked bleak.
My wife was pregnant crazy. Joey. Can't go blind, Joe. What are we gonna do?
But his wife kept trying and was ultimately referred to the Cornerstone Clinic, a free clinic in Fort Worth. Every month or so, Palestine-based ophthalmologist Daniel Gold volunteers to perform cataract surgeries there for people like Joe Hernandez.
There are people in every community in the United States that are falling through the cracks. Cornerstone sees those people. And they help us to see them, and when we come into contact, we can actually do something to fix them.
Inside the surgery suite at Cornerstone, Hernandez is lying on a table, covered up to his chin by a sheet. Gold and two others in scrubs and face masks crowd around his head.
Look down a little bit, Joe. Yeah. Try to open your other eye, and that'll keep it from closing. And then, yeah, that's good.
Removing the cataract is pretty quick work. Gold cuts a tiny incision, 2.6 millimeters, and uses a fancy machine that makes kind of a weird noise as ultrasonic waves break up the bad lens. After the lens is out, an artificial lens goes in, and Hernandez is off to a recovery room. The whole thing takes about 30 minutes. Cataracts are incredibly common, especially in older people. The CDC estimates more than 20 million people in the U.S. have them. The National Eye Institute says that number will more than double by 2050 as the population ages. Cataracts are also incredibly treatable, but the surgeries can cost several thousand dollars. And it's not just the uninsured who can't afford the surgery.
There's a large number of our patients who have been able to access insurance, but we call them underinsured because they have very high deductibles or copays. And so they're not able to afford those services, and they end up going without care.
Jennifer Deakins is an optometrist who runs the Community Eye Clinic in Fort Worth. She does pre- and post-op care for patients at Cornerstone's Cataract Clinic.
I say we'd have probably 3 to 5 cataracts per week that people are having to stop driving or stop working because they can no longer see through that cataract. And then a couple times a month, we have someone who's literally feeling their way through life because they can't see motion or light anymore because of the cataract.
Yeah. I see like at the top of C, a Z, F, O.
The morning after his surgery, Hernandez is sitting like in an exam room reading an eye chart for Deakins. He breezes through the first few rows. He's a little less confident about the smaller letters at the bottom of the chart.
An O. And I'm guessing an E.
E.
And it looks like an L.
You got 20/20 perfect.
Really?
Yeah, how cool is that?
He still doesn't see well out of the other eye. There's a cataract in that one, too, that he'll have to get taken out later. But now he can see well enough to pass a driver's test and see his Bible again. Hernandez says watching a Rangers game on TV with his wife after surgery was unreal.
Can't believe it. I was telling my wife, I was freaking out. You know, I said, man, look at the colors on this TV again. My God, look at the colors. Man, it was so beautiful, man. It's still beautiful when I was looking at it this morning. Like, wow.
Hernandez says you can never fully appreciate what you can see until you can't. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.